right next to the Wareham.
Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you as I am every Wednesday. Just spoke with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Leah Fleiter. If you missed that, had great discussion with him. We talked about the first day of school, the school district budget, all sorts of topics. You can go on to our website, newsradiokman.com, click on the On Demand tab, and you can go back and listen to that. You can go back and listen to any edition of In Focus that we missed.
Yes, Dave. I thought it was very interesting, the positive comments, the raves that Eric gave to Jim Jeanette, and he wasn't supposed to tell him that. But Brady, I thought that was a nice touch that they would just rave about Jim Jeanette.
It was
on In Focus this morning.
I slipped him a twenty in the hallway.
What was that?
I slipped him a 20 in the hallway.
Did you?
Oh, okay. That don't make sense now.
Man, that's cheap. That's cheap.
And if you want to go back and listen to those raves,
well, we don't have taxing authority, so I gotta.
Don't you wish?
No.
No.
Well, in case you haven't guessed, we are here with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette. And Jim, sporting the Cubs this morning, too.
Yeah, probably. I'm wearing my Cubs jacket. A little rain, but yeah, I'm a lifelong Cubs fan. So after last year, you know, the curse is over. Head held high. And I like the Royals, too, but I'm just a lifelong Cubs fan. I lived in Illinois for a while, and
how did you feel about Bartman getting that ring?
You know, that was a pretty class act by the Cubs organization. $70,000 for that replica.
Wow.
Yeah.
You looked into it?
I looked into it, yeah.
Is yours on the way?
No. But I graciously watch and religiously watch the final inning off my DVR about once a month because I keep going, am I dreaming?
No, I get that. Yeah. I get that. Well, and sticking with Bartman for just a second, were you angry at the time with Bartman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I did not like what he did. I mean, it's, you know, when you're a lifelong Cubs fan, you keep going, they're going to screw up. I mean, last year in that last game, you know,
it's close.
They had the big lead and they lose it and it's tied up in the ninth and you're going, oh, great. Here we go again. But this time, God had mercy and grace.
And now, now there's relaxation. Yes. Now there's closure.
There's closure.
There's closure. Here with MATC President Jim Jeanette and Assistant Superintendent Reed was talking about a pretty fun event coming up that you guys have partnered with. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
The Manhattan Chamber formed a task force late last spring on education and workforce, specifically targeting 383 and MATC. You know, what can we do to increase the knowledge of our students, parents, and the teachers and staff of 383 and surrounding areas about tech ed and the benefits to tech ed in this area. And the Chamber is sponsoring the event tonight. We start at 3 o'clock, but it's a chance for the teachers. We want them to come out and tour the programs. They're going to get a punch card, and we want them to tour the programs, at least 10 of our 14 programs, and then they're going to be, if they do that and turn in the card, it's eligible for some door prizes at the end. But it's really designed to give people a chance to find out, I didn't know you did this at MATC. You know, they think all we do is maybe learn how to change oil over in automotive tech. No, we teach diagnostics. We do a lot of science and a lot of math. We also do general education. You know, all of our programs are tough. I don't want anybody to think they're not. They are. But you look like at nursing and dental hygiene. A lot of people don't realize you can't be a C student and get through those programs. The expectations are higher than that. You've got to be a B student. That's tough. The toughest programs there are in healthcare. Why? Well, they're going to take care of you and me one of these days. And when they do that, we want them to do it right. And so this is a chance for the high school personnel to see, wow, you guys do this kind of advanced stuff with hands-on, diagnostics, science, tech applications, math applications. Hopefully, in turn, then they're able to talk to the students and the parents. You can do this at MATC. It doesn't mean you can't go on to K-State. You can. The job and career opportunities in this region are phenomenal. For the state of Kansas, this is where you want to be, in Riley and Pott County, Gary County. There's jobs now, there's jobs in the future, and we've got the track record to show we can help you get a good job, and then you got lots of options.
Is this the first year you've held this sort of open house?
Yes, yeah. Again, this was a task force. I think there's going to be some push from some members of the Chamber Board to make it a committee. We'll see what happens. But they're doing other things and promote tech ed. And again, not just tech ed, kids, look at what's available in this area for you as far as career building, living here. I think one of the big advantages the young people in our area have with a combination of a good education and technical education training, they can go to work for somebody, and oftentimes in small businesses in our area, there's not a succession plan. When dad gets ready to retire, the kids don't want to do it, they've moved away or whatever. These kids in our area have a great opportunity to actually take over some very viable small businesses and help keep small businesses, rural America, thriving.
Very, very good. Brady Bowman here with MATC President Jim Jeanette talking about that open house. Again, it starts at 3.
3 o'clock.
And they'll be at the...
at the tech center.
At the tech center.
We'll have umbrellas in case it starts raining again. We'll get keep everybody dry.
And, you know, and continuing with more about the college, we talked a lot about the first day of school. It's actually the first half day of school for USC 383.
Not for us.
You're coming up, though.
Yeah, we're coming up. We start classes on Monday. We have in-service. Faculty are doing a lot of prep stuff this week. We start classes Monday. We'll follow the K-State model as far as the eclipse. Students can be excused from class if they're watching the eclipse, but they need to be in class before that happens and after that happens. There's the rumor that there's no classes on Monday for us or for K-State. That's not true. There's classes. But we want students to benefit from the experience. I know our science teachers are pretty excited about it. Enrollment is probably going to be a little down because, again, the local economy is so strong. You don't have to have the skills to get a job locally. That's been the trend for about 3 years now. I think secondary enrollment, high school kids enrollment, is going to be strong again. We'll probably have an increase again. We bleed out a little bit on the top end with students getting their job experiences, their internships in the summer. They get a good job offer. They don't want to turn it down, so they don't come back to finish the program. I get that. It hurts us as far as completers, the way the state and the feds look at us on completers of programs, and we're working on things to address that. We're trying to put more of our lectures and the gen ed courses online so students can have better access to that.
Very good. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and talk more with MATC President Jim Jeanette here on In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.com.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.